We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, can't guarantee they'll be correct. I think I can guarantee they'll be correct.
Yeah, that's why I wrote the open. And
depending on what correct means.
Correct means.
What do you mean? Whatever your definition of the word correct is.
I wasn't aware there were varying definitions.
You know, in this day, Dan, there's alternate facts.
There is that.
And we have alternate correctness.
Can we kick off with something?
Sure.
One of the text messages here. Adam. Okay. Medium Lou wants to know, why are there AAA batteries, AA batteries, C batteries, and D batteries, but no A or B batteries?
That's a great question, and here's why. Medium Lou, by the way, love the name. 651-461-9226. The reason there's no single A batteries and B batteries is because when they were doing battery development many years ago, the guy who was doing it had a lisp. And he, for some reason, he had trouble getting A and B, so they marked them AA and AAA. Like I said, all answers going to be correct.
Correct,
depending on your definition of correct. Now, but that is an interesting question.
It is.
And why are D batteries, man? I mean, we used to have these tape recorders here when I started here. You talk about the evolution of radio, being in radio and radio reporting. When I started, I used to have to carry around a tape deck that Sid Hartman used to have one, very similar. If you see many of images of Sid doing his reporting.
The statue.
He's got that block. It was a Sony tape deck. And that sucker had, maybe there were C batteries. Anyway, C or D, you know, those big, huge batteries. And I think about the batteries we used to go through. I've always wondered, where do those batteries go? Do we turn them into new batteries?
Well, you're supposed to recycle them, right? We have a deal in our mailroom where you can supposedly recycle batteries.
Uh-huh.
Although the thing's so full, I think it's been collecting batteries since, I don't know, the 90s. I don't know that anybody's ever brought them anywhere. But you're not supposed to throw them in.
Throw them away. And when they kind of get that film around them, white stuff?
Yeah.
That's not good. That can't be good for you. Right? When you're touching that in your hands, you better wash your hands when you do that.
I've got a mantle clock that uses D batteries. It's the only thing that I've seen in forever that uses D batteries anymore.
It's been a long time.
We have another texter asking, when will Cook host the segment, Ask Cook Anything?
There you go. We could have done that today.
Terrible idea.
Why not? Next time around, we're doing it.
No, we don't need to do that at all. Also, will you bring Diana, who calls in all the time, in for a guest spot on the show? And, of course, we've got Diana the line, so we can just ask her.
Let's turn the tables on Diana, saying, Diana, would you sit in for an entire Ask Diana segment, anything? Would you be willing to share many aspects of your life to the listening public at large?
I would love to.
Perfect.
Well, I've done a lot of things in my 59 years.
I bet you have. I bet we don't doubt that, Diana. We can tell in your mischievous laugh that you've got a lot of secrets that I think we need to share with the WCCO listening public.
I think I could fill up at least an hour.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We might have to do a podcast, Diana After Dark.
Yeah.
Of course, for Adam, After Dark means like 6
right.
12
p.m. Or the early bird special, After Dark. But so what do you got today, Diana? What inquiry do you have?
Well, today I need to know, who is your pick for teams for the World Series?
Who's going to win
American League and National League?
That's a great question. I fear that the Red Sox are peaking right now. They have advanced to the American League Championship Series. So it'll be the looks like it's going to be the Red Sox probably versus the Houston Astros. And boy, if those teams both lose, I think I'd be happy.
Can't be
yes.
Red Sox versus Houston though. Houston's an American League.
No, that's what I meant for the ALCS.
Okay.
But I'm hoping. So I'm going to guess. I think the Red Sox are probably going to be there from the American League, and then the National League. I think it's the Giants, which is my second favorite Major League Baseball team. So I'm going to say Giants, Red Sox, Giants in seven games. How about that?
That sounds good.
Yep. Who do you like?
Yes, I got to see – well, I'm hoping for the Giants. I got to see Tyler
Rogers. Yeah, the twin.
Pitch last night.
A little secret, Diane. I'll break this news with you. I'll be hosting the morning show on Thursday, and I'll be talking to Taylor – don't call me Tyler – Rogers, his twin brother,
cool.
Who yesterday was named, he got the Twins Diamond Award for the Carl Pohlad Community Service Award. So I'll be talking to Twins relief pitcher, Taylor Rogers. So
they look alike,
they're identical.
Their pitching style is totally different.
Yep, the kid for San Francisco's got the sidearm drops down.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Diana. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
You as well.
You know who I want to see in the World Series? You want to see Houston and the Dodgers.
Yes.
You want to see, I mean,
of course.
That, you know, that would be, of course, then you know Houston's going to win and everybody's going to lose their minds. But even that probably is better for baseball than anything else.
Great game so far this year, though. It's so weird for me. I'm either all in on the postseason, or some years I'm just got a passing interest, but I have been all in this year. Even though games are incredibly long,
Oof.
This is a recording, but man, I have. Just
there have been some great games.
Great games, and just, you know, with the chill in the air. And again, we can talk about this later too, but just the depression again that, God, this would be so fun to be at Target Field for fall baseball in October. Let's go.
This would have been the year for it, right, with the weather being what it was. From the text line, Adam, this is concerning our last topic. What percent of the workforce would be fired if everybody's work emails were gone through?
That is a great question too. Sadly, I think a lot. I think the percentage would be awfully high, which again proves that you know, if you're dumb enough to put that stuff in the email. But I'm, you know, look, I've been thinking about things that I've maybe sent emails back and forth, not necessarily, you know, like offensive racist stuff, which again, as you pointed out, Dan, you know, if you're sharing it in your email, it's in your heart, and you're probably, you know, you're not, you know, it's not like a two different things.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about things you've been sharing about coworkers and things like that. Whether or not, you know, somebody's peak. I've always assumed, even though I hope it's not true, but I've always assumed if I'm writing some on a work email, somebody at some point is going to take a look at it.
Right. And or at the very least, they have the ability to
Have the ability to take a look at it. And I think if you live your life with that assumption or that belief, you live a much better life, and obviously not having those thoughts to begin with. But
that'd be the priority.
Right.
But if otherwise, you know, burner Gmail accounts are free. You can sort of go out there and do this.
Very good.
We have another voicemail
for
you here. Let's take a listen
to this
one.
Hey, Adam, you forgot you owe me $35, man. Get me back.
Oh,
$35 with interest turned into $78. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, man. I wonder if that was Marvin. I used to work with a guy named Marv over at KSTP when I worked in building services at KSTP back in the college days. Marv worked over there, and he may have borrowed me $35. And that is, I better write a check.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. This is from the text line again. Now, Adam, who's going to score the first goal this season for your Minnesota Wild?
I'm going to say it's going to be a surprise here. It's going to be that...
You're not going with Kid Commie?
No, he'll be in on it. But I'm going to go with Fiala.
Okay.
I'll take the other kid's name.
I'll take Joel Eriksson Ek just because I like saying Joel Eriksson.
Joel Eriksson Ek. Wow, he's going to have a big year. Mark it down.
Adam, peanut butter, creamy, or crunchy?
Crunchy all the way. Specifically Skippy crunchy. I like Jif, but Jif is... I prefer the creamy Jif, but if it's crunchy, it's got to be Skippy.
So you really that narrowed it down?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but because the Jif crunchy is like, I mean, it's solid chunks of peanuts. Where Skippy, you get a little bit more of a mix.
So it's more of a milder version. Adam, what do you and your family do to celebrate the Halloween blizzard?
Oh, my God.
We got to do a segment on that coming up, don't
segment?
We?
Multiple segments.
Multiple segments?
Segments. Yeah. You know, I had a guy on this show.
This show. Yes,
trying to build the memorial at the state capitol to the 91 Halloween blizzard.
Yeah.
We should check in with him sometime to see if he's got any progress on that. But we'll be doing a moment of silence this year.
Okay.
Thinking about the struggle that we had in 1991.
I mean, it wasn't that surrounded when the Columbus statue came down at the Capitol. They figured there was room.
Well, there's some room there. I wonder if there's been a rendering yet. Do we have a rendering of what the memorial at the state capitol would be to the 1991 blues?
Sure. Next question, Adam. What is Big Lou's next line of work?
Oh boy. I mean, now people try to correct me saying that he's only on number two, but I've heard a commercial where Big Lou is on his way to number three.
Really?
So I'm wondering if Big Lou, with all that kind of experience in nuptials and dissolutions of marriage, might be probably could have a second career in divorce law. Divorce law. I mean, he's been that experienced with it. I think it's a natural next step for Big Lou, divorce law.
Okay. Another question. Let me find it here. Your favorite speakeasy?
Volstead's speakeasy. There's one, the Volstead, that's in Eagan. I've been to that one. There's this Young Joni, I think, has a speakeasy. The great pizza joint in Northeast. I believe there's a speakeasy there. The name escapes me. But yeah, those are cool. You know, I don't know if they're as popular as they were just like 5 or 6 years ago. But there was one in New York that you kept hearing about where it was like a pizza joint, and they had a phone booth in the pizza joint. And you had to have the password, and you dial the password, and the phone booth would open up, and you go back into the speakeasy.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't know
if that one of those deals where if you enter the password wrong 3 times, you're locked out permanently.
Probably.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know if they're quite as popular as they used to be. Should we take a break? Maybe.
Well, I'm going to get one more question in here, and then we should take a break and we can come back. Mike in Minneapolis is on hold. Remember, you can call in with your question for Ask Adam Anything 651-461-9226. The question is, Adam, is there really some kind of issue between this show and Corey's show as to who came up with the overrated, underrated, properly rated?
There's no issue. Okay. I mean, come on. It's track record. You look at if you look at track record of thievery, of plagiarism, you're looking at one guy, and it's the birthday boy, Mr. 40-year-old Corey Hepler.
Are we sure he's only 40?
Still looks like he's 23. But he purports to be 40 years old. He's the one ripping off all the bits. No. That's we had the original one.
Very good.
12:49 News Talk 830 WCCO. Ask Adam Anything continues again. We want your participation. 651-461-9226. Mike in Minneapolis is up next.
Message for Ask Adam Anything. Hey, Karts, this has just been weighing on my heart. I got to bring you back to 1996. It's all about Yahtzee. As the state fair once again drew to a close, our dear little Yahtzee grew tired.
Oh, God.
It was her 30th fair, and the good Lord decided it would be her last. Now, as I stroll down Cromwell and Dan Patch Avenues, the fairgrounds seem a little more lonelier without Yahtzee. Long gone are the high-pitched yelps Yahtzee would give every time the ejection seat was released. Or the way she loved discarded corn dogs. We all miss Yahtzee, and we will all be a little less cheerful without her around. But she lives on in our hearts. Keep her spirit alive. 1966 to 1996. Those were the days. And I do have a copy of this, if you care to go to get a copy. I also have some from the Bunny memorabilia. You have a good day. See ya.
End of message.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm tearing up. Oh, that brought back a good memory. I don't know if there's a question there for me, but, man, Yahtzee, again, boy, the old KSTP crew, the old Channel 5 crew got a hold to Ask Adam Anything. I know that voice anywhere. And Shotzi was a little dog when I worked over there at the state fair. And Shotzi, everybody loved Shotzi. And boy, Shotzi would run around and nip at your ankles. And kids would be chewing on the corn dogs or whatnot. And food would be dropping out of their mouths. And Shotzi was there to gobble it all up. And we miss Shotzi. Thanks for bringing me back. Mike, that's a tough act to follow, my man. But Mike in Minneapolis, you always bring a good one. So what's your question today?
Masturbate. Thanksgiving's coming up. How do you like your potatoes? Master baked.
That's a fair question. Right?
That's very good. Mashed. Mashed. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Mashed potato. I was just thinking about mashed potatoes the other day. Jen made some chicken and dumplings last night. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, were they good. Chicken and dumplings. Check it out. Good fall meal.
I got a couple of hunting questions.
Sure, let's do it.
Are you a shotgun guy or a rifle guy?
Rifle. I hunt in some areas of the state you can only use a shotgun, but I hunt in an area where I can use a rifle. So I use a 30-06. Actually, I'm in the market for a new one right now. But, yes, I use a 30-06 rifle. And a lot of, you know, the traditionalist bow hunter, archery hunters call that cheating, but I don't care.
When you're deer hunting, are you in a tree stand or are you on the ground?
Tree stand, yeah. The ground blind thing doesn't. Especially when guns are involved, I don't want to be on the ground.
Different subject. I'm back at working downtown after being remote for the past year. Plus, where are the best spots for day drinking? I don't know why they think you'd know this, but
I don't either. I'm of an age now where the day drinking doesn't work out well unless I can day drink and then go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Downtown, though, you know, it's especially on this end, the end that we're in. There's a couple of spots, but not nearly as many as there used to be. So I'm really not the expert to ask on that one. Sorry, I've failed you in that in that answer.
Adam, when baseball players fight, why do bullpen pitchers run to the infield instead of just fighting in the bullpen?
That's the dumbest thing in the world. First of all, baseball fights go nowhere anyway. But when they open up the doors to the bullpens and they all come trotting out, for what? Get out of here with that.
Sort of like the goaltenders deciding they need to square off.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
but
a lot of times, though, they'll get after it and they'll, you know, mix it up. But the bullpen guys just run out of the bullpen and they just stand there.
Draft beer or regular beer?
I like a draft beer. But, man, if you get a draft and the pipes aren't clean, that'll give you the worst hangover you can ever imagine.
Do you own any Bitcoin?
I don't own any Bitcoin. I know some people who own Bitcoin. And I'm just not there yet, but maybe I'll be poor when they're all rich.
Another Big Lou question. When are you going to get Big Lou on the air with you?
We should get Big Lou.
We really should.
We should get Big Lou on the air with us. I think Big Lou has a lot to answer. Last one, where do I find a ribbon for my typewriter for the newsletter? Coast to coast. No, not coast. What was the old, where you get stationery? Books and stationery. There was a stationery store at the old Signal Hills Mall. That I wish was still there. But I still love a stationery store. Pens and paper is all cool. Very cool.
Somebody will have to write in, text me, and let us know what that is.
There you go.
I have no
what was the old stationery store? St. Paul Book and Stationery. St. Paul Book and Stationery. I used to get a lot of ribbon there. Thanks for the questions. Ask Adam Anything. Always a very enjoyable subject. Jamie Ukas joins us after the news. CBS and Sloan's News coming up. Your Linda's Construction time check, by the way, is 12:58. Time to get a quote for clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.